Welcome to episode 1254 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus had a remarkable way of taking the grandest truths and expressing them through the most ordinary images. A lost coin, a seed, a sheep, a son, and here, yeast or leaven. We expect kingdoms to arrive with fanfare, military processions, thrones, and decrees. But Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to leaven, a speck of fermenting dough folded into flour, quietly and invisibly transforming the whole. Why would the King of Kings compare God's reign to something so mundane? Because the kingdom Jesus came to inaugurate is unlike any other. It doesn't begin with spectacle. It begins in secret places, hidden in hearts, homes, and humble acts. And like yeast, it changes everything from within.
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough.
The parable of the yeast appears in a section of Matthew where Jesus teaches a series of kingdom parables. The sower, weeds, mustard seed, hidden treasure, and pearl of great price. These were given to reveal the mysteries of the kingdom to those who had ears to hear. At the same time, they concealed truth from those whose hearts were hardened. This parable follows the parable of the mustard seed, which illustrates the expansive growth of the kingdom. The parable of the yeast complements it by emphasizing the transformative nature of the kingdom, how it works not just broadly, but deeply, penetrating and changing every part of life. In both Matthew and Luke, Jesus uses simple, domestic imagery, a woman baking bread. This would have been deeply familiar to his listeners. It's a reminder that God's kingdom is not limited to temples, thrones, or pulpits. It is at work in ordinary places through ordinary people doing ordinary things. In Jesus' time, yeast, or leaven, was a small piece of fermented dough retained from a previous baking session. When added to a new batch, it caused the dough to rise. This process wasn't instant or visible. It worked slowly and silently, but the effect was profound. Jesus says, "This is what the kingdom of heaven is like." The kingdom of God is not always obvious. It doesn't force its way in. It doesn't dominate headlines. But it has a power that moves silently and steadily, transforming everything it touches. What begins with a whisper can end in a revolution. It's the seed of compassion planted in the heart of a child who grows up to build hospitals. It's the silent prayer of a grandmother over her rebellious grandson. It's the act of forgiveness that ends a generational feud. It's the quiet decision to speak truth in a boardroom of compromise. It's the mentor who invests in a struggling student who later becomes a teacher herself. It's the business owner who chooses ethical practices, inspiring competitors to follow suit. Like yeast, the kingdom spreads in unseen ways, changing families, communities, cities, and eventually, the world. Jesus says the woman added yeast to 3 measures or 60 pounds of flour. This is about 27 kilograms. That would yield enough bread for over 100 people. This is a picture of abundance, not scarcity. Why does Jesus mention the quantity? Because the kingdom isn't just powerful, it's generous. God's work in the world is overflowing, meant to touch lives beyond our imagination. A little bit of yeast affects a large amount of dough. Likewise, a little faith, a single act of obedience, a moment of courage, when infused with the Spirit, can have exponential impact. The kingdom is never content to stay small. What begins in secret doesn't stay secret. The yeast doesn't rest until it has worked through all the dough. The kingdom won't stop until it reaches the ends of the earth, transforms every heart willing to receive it, and fills the world with the glory of God. Yeast works invisibly. Once kneaded into dough, it disappears from sight, but not from effect. You can't see it, but you will taste its results. In the same way, God often works beneath the surface, a conversation remembered years later, a Bible verse recalled in a moment of despair, a conviction stirred while standing in silence, a childhood song about Jesus that surfaces during an adult's darkest hour, a stranger's unexpected kindness that plants a seed of faith in a hardened heart. This parable reminds us we must not mistake the invisible for the inactive. Just because we don't see immediate change doesn't mean nothing is happening. God's Spirit is at work, in our families, our cities, our schools, and our hearts, even when we can't measure the progress. Jesus chooses a woman baking bread as the central character of the parable. This is striking in a culture where religious teachers often excluded women from theological significance, but not Jesus. He lifts up women, widows, and servants as heroes of the kingdom. He tells us that in the ordinary rhythm of a woman's daily routine, something sacred is happening. This affirms a powerful truth. Kingdom work is not limited to pulpits, podcasts, or public platforms. It happens in kitchens, classrooms, offices, hospitals, and hallways. If you are faithfully doing what God has called you to do, no matter how unseen, it matters. You're kneading the yeast of the kingdom into the dough of the world. Let's get deep. What does this parable reveal about Jesus? Let's consider three revelations. 1. Jesus is a quiet revolutionary. Jesus didn't come like the conquering kings of old. He was born in a manger, raised in obscurity, died like a criminal, and yet he changed the world. This parable shows us the method of his mission: slow, deep, relational transformation, not political power or public coercion. He chose 12 ordinary disciples and poured into them like yeast in dough. Through them, the world was changed. That's the nature of his kingdom, and that's the nature of his ministry. In Luke 17, Jesus said the following:
"The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you."
2. Jesus' character is patient, intentional, and transformative. Yeast doesn't act instantly. Neither does Jesus. He is patient with us, working over time. His transformation is thorough, working through every area of our lives, our thoughts, desires, relationships, and dreams. Jesus doesn't do surface renovation. He does deep soul renovation. His work is gentle yet persistent, like yeast. It will not rest until every part of us reflects his likeness. 3. Jesus invites us into partnership. In the parable, it's the woman who mixes the yeast into the dough. God is the source of kingdom power, but he chooses to partner with his people. He invites us to be yeast bearers. That's what Jesus did. He passed the mission to his disciples, and through them, to us. We are to be the yeast in our schools and in our workplaces, speaking truth and showing love. We are to be the yeast in our families, extending forgiveness and modeling grace. We are to be the yeast in our neighborhoods, building bridges and pursuing justice. We are to be the yeast in our online spaces, choosing words that heal rather than harm. The kingdom comes wherever we go, not because we are impressive, but because the yeast of heaven lives in us. So how do we live out this parable? How do we live as leaven? Again, let's suggest three ways. 1. Embrace the small and unseen. Don't underestimate the power of small things. A note of encouragement. A consistent prayer life. A 5-minute act of kindness. A genuine smile to the overworked cashier. Choosing to listen deeply when someone needs to be heard. These are yeast-like actions. Done consistently and in faith, they transform lives. 2. Be patient with the process. Transformation takes time. Just as dough needs to rise, people and situations need time to be worked through by grace. Trust that God is working, even when you can't see it. 3. Be a kingdom agent. Ask, where can I be yeast today? What situation or relationship needs the influence of the kingdom? How can I be present in a way that quietly yet powerfully brings life? In a world obsessed with the flashy and fast, Jesus points to the humble and hidden. A bit of yeast, a woman baking bread, a silent, steady transformation. This is how God works. You may not feel powerful today. You may not see the impact of your prayers, your service, or your love. But the kingdom is at work in you. Like yeast, it will rise. You are part of a quiet revolution, a kingdom that is coming, not with fanfare, but with faithfulness. Keep kneading. Keep trusting. The bread is rising. Father, thank you for showing us that your kingdom doesn't rely on strength, spectacle, or size. Thank you for using the small, the simple, and the unseen to bring about transformation in our lives and in the world. Teach us to trust in your quiet work, even when we cannot see it. Make us leaven in a world that needs your grace. Let your kingdom rise in us and through us until it fills the earth with your glory. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.